Should be up to about 60,000 feet now, sir.
Connect with them again.
Radar indicator has you at 60,000, Charlie. Check. Over.
Right on the button, control. Set to release the rocket jet in 15 seconds. Affirmative, please. Over.
Weather indications are still okay. Give him the affirmative.
Affirmative to go for ride. Good luck. Watching you on radar. Give Turner our regards. Over and out.
You worried?
Just thinking about the last two test rockets, sir.
It won't happen with Turner. He's the best. He's away now.
Yeah. Yeah, clean release. We'll fire these rockets in 5 seconds. Shoot up to 90,000 feet. 3,000 miles per hour. Well, then we'll see.
Shooting his rockets now. Boy, is he traveling high. He's gone. Gone from the screen.
It's happened again. It's happened again.
The Sounds of Darkness. Lee Masters, FBI, who wages relentless war against crime. Lee Masters, the blind detective who challenges the Sounds of Darkness. Sounds of Darkness. Tonight,
Playmout, FBI.
What's the matter, Johnny? Nervous?
Me? No, just thinking.
I'll try not to. The pilot will smell burning. He'll panic.
Thanks for nothing. So, we got nothing to work on, huh?
Nothing at all. Or it could be just a series of coincidences in which three of our best boys have died.
Sabotage?
Don't know at this stage. You heard Ames. Could be either.
And we fly down to Texas to investigate.
Seems like.
Who's our contact again?
Colonel William Harper, heading the airbase down there at Harris Field.
They won't like it much, the FBI horning in, I mean.
No, but this is how it's got to be. The Defense Department is spending a couple of $1 billion a year on the development of this particular experimental plane. All that dough has gone down the drain.
I wonder which bugs the most, the brass. The dough gone, or the test pilots that died?
Don't be a cynic, Johnny. Catch your eye, will you?
Who?
The air hostess who swished past us a few seconds ago. Been watching her?
Natch.
Order us a couple of rides. I want to work this one out in my mind. There are a lot of toes we could tread on, Johnny. And sore corns don't help us find out what's been happening to the X-18. You've obviously been briefed about the X-18. Is there anything else I can tell you?
Yeah, what's breaking it up?
Up there in the sky? Just after it's been released from the mother plane? I don't know. No one knows yet.
You haven't a private opinion?
Mr. Bridges, in the U.S. Air Force, we're paid...
Think in line with others, we know. But this is different. Now, you're in charge of an experimental project, Colonel Harper.
The scientists are, and the flight engineers.
Sure, but you're in command here. You liaise with them all. They fall under you. And we're investigating a case, Colonel. Now, don't give us any hang-ups. It wastes time.
I don't have a private opinion. I'm as confused as we all are. The cause of the accidents could be many things. It could be, well, a stupefying run of bad luck on the part of the pilots who died. It could be they each of them made one mistake, and each mistake different. It could be all three made the same mistake, and each plane blew up.
Which seems more likely.
If it wasn't sabotage.
Sure, which I don't hold with. This place is out of bounds, well guarded. I mean...
Colonel Harper... you kept in radio contact with the mother plane all the time?
We kept in touch with both. 5 minutes before the small rocket ships were dropped, we ceased talking to that pilot. After that, we kept in contact with the pilot of the mothership. He was able to talk into the plane, slung into his belly, as it were, but couldn't receive back.
So for 5 minutes, the pilot of the experimental plane was on his own?
Virtually. Except maybe for a good luck from the skipper of the mother plane.
But Turner, for example, the last guy to die. As he went over the flight routine to himself, this would have been recorded? Tape?
Wire, yeah. We haven't recovered the recorders in any of the three crashes. But it's reasonable. Bits and pieces were scattered far and wide.
Have you searched?
Naturally. We've got to try and find the cause of these accidents. Bits of metal here and there, something of the cockpit, something of the engine.
But no recorder. Now, could a machine like that stand a fall from, say, 90,000 feet?
They're made to stand it.
Blown to pieces, maybe?
Must have. You want to ask any more questions?
We'll leave it for now. Johnny, get someone to take us over to your scientists, would you?
Sure thing. Who the heck would want these guys to die? I knew them all. The greatest.
I'm sure.
It seems it can't have been bad flying. The boys were trained up to... Well, they couldn't have made mistakes. You think you'll find out anything?
Yeah, I think so.
That's the sound of an ordinary jet, developed from the Pratt Whitney original, of course, during the last years of the war.
Of course.
There have been many modifications and improvements. The original jet works on the principle of...
Air taken in, powered and expelled, thus driving the plane forward. Yeah, we know that.
The rocket jet is what drives the space flights, of course. The actual propulsion from Earth to escape the Earth's atmosphere.
Of course.
I take it you gentlemen are interested in what I'm showing you?
We sure are, sister. But I think you can get beyond the preschool stage.
the actual rocket power for the X machines, Miss Curtin, where are they?
Over there. That's not my department, although I do liaise with them.
Can we go over there?
Of course.
Lee, the whole plane is here. The X-19. It's beautiful. Shaped like a dart. Tiny wing stubs and an engine the size of a house.
And who's in charge here?
Man called Williamson. Brilliant man.
And you're a fiancé?
Yes.
You go to the same universities?
Yes.
This new one, the X-19, any different from the others?
No, it's exactly the same. X-18 and X-19 were made at the same time. This one will fly when we've ironed out what happened to the last one.
Who'll fly it?
Another pilot?
Or just another pilot?
I know what you're thinking. I'm a scientist, Mr. Masters, a scientist holding several degrees in metallurgy, aerodynamics. I'm intensely fascinated by what I do here. Also, I'm intensely sorry that three men have died in trying out these planes. But the work must go on.
As simple as that.
As simple as that. Let me take you across to Harry. That's Harry Williamson. He has an office in the corner over there.
That the plane is braced, of course. The stress and strain, strength of wings, and the body itself is tested by day. That's what's happening right now.
Mm-hmm. And the rocket engine?
Tested separately. Then intensively for a few days in the machine. Oh, Anne, lend me a hand here, will you?
Yeah, of course.
I'm sure they don't mind your helping me out for a while. You note the stress and strain indicators, please, while we bend the wings and body framework.
Of course.
Tony, apply the weight. Wings first, starboard.
I wish you could see it, Lee. The flame's fantastic.
I can hear it. That's enough for me. You checked with them?
Yeah, the engines are performing okay. Nothing wrong with them.
Which takes us back to square one. No metal weakness. Engine's okay. All right, let's get out of here. I want to talk this over. These rockets are driving me nuts.
It's up on the ears. With your hearing, it must be.
It is. Come on, let's beat it.
Here we go from here.
We examine the human element, Johnny. Now, I'm no scientist, but I have to go on what I've heard and what I've been told.
You're querying something?
Oh, not really. Just trying to tell the truth from lies. We've spoken to all of them, including Ann Curtin.
Who wears miniskirts and is a genius.
Yeah. Johnny, you know that Burton and Davidson is going to get this project if the X series of experiments folds.
I heard tell, yeah.
How big is big business, Johnny?
Now, wait a minute. Sabotage from another firm which could get the government's business?
Could be. No, I don't mean a rival firm trying to knock this firm off. The one that's using the Harris Field facilities. No, I don't think it's that broad. But a person on that side, the rival side, working with someone this side, maybe?
Lee, three men have died.
I know.
Who the heck would engineer that?
Well, someone with a mind to the rocket plane contract, maybe.
Ann Curtin?
She rings right, but not right.
Harry Williamson?
A man devoted to his work and to his fiancée.
How did you find out about that, anyway?
Just a few questions, Johnny, just a few questions.
Well, the X-19 flies in 4 days, even if we don't come up with the answer, so Harper tells us.
Right. And it may break up again. Johnny, get hold of Ted Turner's wife. Call her. Tell her I want to see her. Colonel Harper should have her number.
You are going to grill her?
I want to ask her a few questions, is all.
You've left her till last.
Well, sure. He was the best pilot they had. The other two boys that died, good, yeah, but not the best. Ted Turner was brought in after they died. I want to talk to his wife.
That seems a mix-up right now to me. Think you can break it, Lee?
I have to, Johnny, before another man dies.
Sit down, please.
Thanks. Over to the right, Lee, a chair.
Oh, thanks.
May I... You want anything to drink?
We won't worry about that right now, Mrs. Turner.
You want to ask questions, don't you?
Yes, I'm sorry to subject you to this, but it is important.
Yes, it is important. I want to know why Ted died. I know he can't be brought back again, but I want to know why. Why?
I'm not quite with you on that, Mrs. Turner.
It's easy to explain. My husband was a fine man, and he was a fine pilot. They said he was the best ever. They say also there was nothing wrong with the X-18. They say just that once he must have slipped, forgotten something, so it blew up.
And you don't believe that?
How can I believe it was his fault?
It may have been pilot error, Mrs. Turner.
No.
Mrs. Turner?
No.
I was about to say, Mrs. Turner, that I don't believe it was Ted's fault. I don't know quite what went on up there. The scientists don't know either, yet. But somehow we've got to find out. Okay now?
Yes. Yes, of course. Please ask any questions you want to ask. More coffee?
No, not for me, thanks.
No, I'll take a little, thanks.
You are, Mr. Bridges.
Thanks.
One final question, Mrs. Turner. Your husband had no enemies?
Not that I know of. But that's a horrible thought. You think he may have been murdered?
Frankly, it can't happen.
Who?
Oh, I don't know. He may not have been murdered, of course.
Why would someone... You wouldn't say it if you didn't suspect someone.
I'm trying to rule out everything, Mrs. Turner. You say your husband would never have made an error. The error that sent him to his death. They say the plane is okay. It couldn't have broken up. I'm merely trying to rule out that he was bumped off.
Well, easier.
He had no enemies. None.
No girlfriends? Now, please, Mrs. Turner, I'm trying to help you.
No girlfriends. Nothing like that. We have two children, you see.
Yeah. Come on, Johnny. If you'd excuse us, Mrs. Turner.
Yes, of course.
Thanks for the help.
You're welcome, Mr. Masters.
We'll contact you if anything turns up.
Thank you.
Want to buy a crowbar next time? Knock her right down into the ground?
Time is against us, Johnny. You think I like browbeating a widow? Let's walk onto the car. You lead the way. Take a good look around the sitting room.
Yeah, three pics that I could see and a couple through the door in the bedroom.
Those in the living room?
One of Ted Turner wearing his uniform. One of the kids and Betty Turner. Nice threesome. And a group pic at the Harrisfield Mess, I think. About 20 men, wives, other dames.
Where was Ted Turner?
In the middle, Betty next to him. Wait a minute. There was a blonde next to Ted but one, looking across at him.
Who was she?
Looks something like Ann Curtin. Yeah, the scientist dame.
Nice word, Johnny. Something very small, but something we can go on.
Lee, Ann Curtin is in love with Harry Williamson.
And she wears miniskirts, you said. A good looker.
Yeah, sure, but well, that's Harry's good luck.
Where to? Downtown. I've got to sit in the car. You're going to do some legwork.
Like?
Like going to the joints, the nightclubs, the speakeasies in Harristown. I want you to find out if Ted Turner was seen there at all with a dame.
You think he was two-timing?
I think Betty Turner's remark just before we left was the saddest thing I ever heard.
Didn't even notice. What did she say?
You don't remember? No girlfriends. Nothing like that. And we have two children, you see. The remark of a woman, of a mother, clinging to something. Clinging to it against what she may know or trying not to believe.
Well, you got me stumped.
Well, how can a family man misbehave, Johnny, when he's got children that love him?
It happens all the time.
Yeah, sure.
I get it. You think Betty Turner is clinging to a facade?
Yeah, maybe. Drop me off at the airfield. I want to talk to Colonel Harper again. And maybe Ann Curtin's fiancé.
See Ted for but a few minutes. The usual. Wished him luck, you know.
How is he shaping up?
With him, it was hard to tell. A congenial man, affable, but not easy to read. Oh, he seemed like any other test flight. A bit tensed up, but on the ball. Sharp.
I've been working around the place, Colonel. Some modifications were made after the X-16 blew up.
Yeah, we've never denied it. Our wing stress was eliminated.
For the X-17, you mean?
That's right. We don't think the metal went, but we eliminated the stress all the same, just in case.
And when the X-17 blew up?
We modified the nose cone, but that wasn't the cause of the accident. We modified it for greater speed is all.
So the X-18 in which Turner died couldn't have gone wrong?
For the life of me, I don't see how it could have. And yet I can't admit pilot error.
Why not?
Well, I mean, I can, but I know human beings can make a mistake, Lee. I know it. But Turner was honed like the finest razor. Sharp, cutthroat, tuned to go. Oh, heck, I don't know anymore. You getting anywhere?
Yeah, slowly. Which is bad.
I don't know what you're talking about. Are you accusing me of anything?
No, but I'll put it to you again. The FBI has many ways and means of finding out things. I've put a couple of calls through the head office. They've called out. Burton and Davidson wanted the X-plane project.
I'm sure they did. It's a big one.
But the project and the contract went to Phillips Harvey, for whom you and your fiancé work here with the Air Force at Harris.
Yeah? So?
Three X-planes have cracked up. The X-19 is the last to fly. If that cracks up, two things can happen. Our government cancels the experiments, or it gives the contract to another firm, Burton and Davidson. So, have they approached you?
No.
Have they approached Anne, your fiancée?
No, not that I know of.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, Williamson here. Huh? Oh, it's for you, Mr. Masters. Johnny Bridges wants to tell you something.
So that's the way of it, huh?
Yeah. What I didn't tell Harry Williamson was that we have evidence Burton and Davidson made contact with Ann Curtin after the X-17 broke up. A man called Drake. Ambitious, head of their aeronautical projects. A call made to Anne at 5:15 Monday, June 17.
And she sabotaged the X-18.
No, she sabotaged Ted Turner. Johnny?
Like you said, Lee, I checked around the joints. Ted was seen often with Anne Curtin, lovey-dovey. In fact, a lot of the boys couldn't believe Ted's wife didn't know about it.
But what did the woman do?
Anne Curtin? I think she had an affair with Ted Turner. Made it go sour. I think Ted fell in love with her. Maybe intended divorcing his wife for Anne. On the morning of the flight, Ted's mind wasn't entirely on rocket jets. He wasn't in proper function. He slipped, pressed the wrong button, maybe. The X-18 spun, broke, and blew up.
And this dame killed him.
I think maybe not as simple as that. I think maybe she asked him not to fly. Easy, she was worried about him, so she could have said. Turner was the only pilot you had left. He had to fly. He flew. Against Anne Curtin's wishes.
Why should she want him not to fly?
Can you imagine it? Ace pilot refuses to fly the X-18. Story gets about, the plane is too dangerous. Government intervention. Someone else gets the contract from the beginning again. Burton and Davidson.
And the two guys before Turner, Lee?
Accidents, I think. Even though you won't admit pilot error there, Colonel Harper. That's the way I think it was.
And tomorrow morning, when we wheel out the X-19 with Jim Bracey in it?
I think there'll be a malfunction. Fuel tank, maybe. A malfunction that's meant to be found before the plane and the mother plane take to the air. Flight canceled. Again, government intervention. The contract goes elsewhere.
So what do we do, Lee?
With your permission, Colonel, we fake a flight. The X-19 gets loaded onto the mother plane, no matter what faults a pre-flight check may find. Only it isn't dropped. We fake a drop. Anne Curtin and Harry Williamson will be there, in this office, listening into the radio contacts. I want them to break.
Just one thing. Who would have engineered the malfunction in the X-19?
Harry Williamson. Like clay in Anne Curtin's hands. Harper, arrange it for me.
Hello, Control. Left 45 seconds.
Oh, drop time, 45 seconds, Lee.
Oh, the Colonel Harper, are you sure they found nothing wrong with the plane? Well, I mean, a rocket malfunction or a tank malfunction? There could be a
flame out? Oh, we know. The plane could spin and break up and another man dies. Are you worried?
Well, no. It's
30
just
seconds,
a...
Lee.
Enjoying hearing it from here, Anne. I certainly hope nothing happens to Bracey. I wonder, he could die there, the way Ted Turner died. Well, if he goes, let's hope it's quicker.
I think the flight should be canceled, just in case.
Yeah, I agree. In fact, I'm almost sure there is a malfunction in the rocket tanks, the propulsion system. It should have been found on a pre-flight checkup.
Should have been. You mean it was there, Williamson?
6 seconds, five... Four,
how do you think Ted three, Turner felt at this two, time, Anne?
Well, I don't...
They've dropped the X-19.
No, get through to them. Get it down.
You virtually killed Ted Turner. You know that, Anne? Had an affair with him. Made the poor sucker fall in love with you. His mind not on his job at the most crucial time.
I didn't want him to die. I wanted him not to fly. I didn't want him to die.
Anne, what are you saying?
Cut the radio feed through, Colonel Harper, please. There is no flight, Williamson.
What?
The X-19 is still stuck under the belly of its mother plane. But you sabotaged it, didn't you? Your fiancé asked you to do it, didn't she? And then, when the contract changed hands, you two were going to join Burton and Davidson at salaries and positions beyond your dreaming of them.
Yeah. Yeah, Anne told me. The call, the offer. But I didn't want to do it. I didn't want to do it, and I didn't know that she and the pilot had been...
You'll do time, Williamson. And you, Anne, you'll do time, too, with your conscience. Colonel, if you'd take them away, please. Okay, Johnny, let's go.
have been listening to The Sounds of Darkness. Join the world of Lee Masters, the blind detective, in The Sounds of Darkness. The Sounds of Darkness is produced by Harry van Veek.